not do this one. Anyway, it's a famous idea of the Ramban. So says the pasuk. This is really the Ramban will say it now, but I'm talking also for myself. I feel like it's really good to like actually as you're going through the parsha and going through the tochacha, like kind of reference back to what the Ramban is trying to say, because I feel like you have to really kind of follow the big picture of the tochacha to get the idea of the Ramban. He says, Hashem says, I'll send it to Tzlatzal. I don't have the pasuk. If anybody has a pasuk, Akiva, you can read it to us. Membez. Right. All your trees and your crops will be inherited by the Tzlatzal. Adas Rashi, mimine ha'arbe. It's a kind of locusts. We said four psukim earlier something about locusts. First of all, tzlatzal, I think the pashup shot, I think, I don't know, at least the way in modern Hebrew, it means something that's noisy. I think that's what it means. So it could be like you hear like the buzzing of the locust swarms, or it could be the enemy army kind of coming down. I think Yoel. See, for Yoel, there's a lot of overlap between locusts and armies. It's not so clear if the pshat is that it's really locusts, or pshat is it's really armies, whatever. So it's a little bit ambiguous. Amar bani mubanos tolid vlo yulcha la'avodoscha l'chalke sevasecha kielchu bashevi lifnei ha'ev. It says, right, that the children that you're going to give birth to, they're not going to be able to work for you, they're not going to be able to support you as you get older, because they're going to be taken captive. And the fruits, which the psukim said earlier, there's going to be a certain cloud. The land is not producing fruits the way it's supposed to be. Nevertheless, whatever few fruits there are, the enemy is going to inherit them. Whatever the year brings is going to be taken away by these armies, the bugs, the armies, literally, and they're going to eat everything up. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. Vida. Kiatochos ba ma'ara uvimuhuma uvimigaras uvidever va'eitz upri adam of shakotachos. This is like the next big paragraph in the sheet. Right? You should know all these terrible things, all these terrible plagues and suffering that's going to happen to you. Hem kulam ad kaloso oscha me'al ha'adama asher ataba shamal rishon. It's where you get to start looking in the tochacha yourself. Saying like afterwards and try to figure out exactly what the Ramban is saying. Everything that you're saying, you'll see, all of these things are only happening until you finally go into Galus, until you're sent away from the land that you were given to inherit. Aval achrei ha-Galus, lo yikal losam, rak la'avod sham Elohim achirim eitz ve'eben. After they're sent to Galus, the only negative thing that they're suffering with is that they have to kaviyachol serve these idols, meaning to say they're going to be mishubadim to these non-Jewish nations and these idolatrous nations. It says the Ramban, there's a certain, I don't know, weirdness. It's not the word the Ramban would use, probably, but whatever. To describe the tochacha, we have all these things about there's going to be plagues, and there's not going to be fruits, and there's going to be armies coming and taking you, and then you're going to go into Galus, and you're going to be with these other nations, and then somehow we zoom back, and we're back in Israel. It's talking about how we're suffering there. So he says, then we're back to what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. So what is it? We're in Galus, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Kasher Amar, like it says, Yolich Hashem Oscha Vesmakacha Shetakim Alecha El Goya Shelo Yadat Tav Avosecha V'Yavadet Hashem Elhim Achirim. Okay. V'Ua Galus Shegalinu L'Romi Aleches Agripa Samelech Sham. Okay, first of all, the Ramban's already kind of showing us his hand, that his Shita, which he'll say explicitly, is that there's two Tuchachos in the Torah. There's in Bichukosai, and there's in Kisavo. Bichukosai is Bayis Rishon, and Kisavo, this Tochacha is Bayis Sheni. So therefore, the people who are coming to destroy the Beis HaMikdash bring us into Galus, and Bayis Sheni were the Romans. So says the Ramban, what it's talking about here is saying that you're going to have a king, and these people are going to come from afar and take your king and bring him to the land. That's talking about Agrippas, one of the kings from the Hashmonaim. V'achrichein Yashuv Yomar, and after the king is kilu brought to Galus, somehow we're back in Eretz Yisrael. Zevarav totzia sadeh, and you're only going to have a little bit of produce. You're going to plant a lot, and it's not going to be so successful. Like, how do we get back to Eretz Yisrael? V'elo tochachos biosam baretz. Kichein Yomar acharav v'nisachta mi'al ha'adam, and then it says again, you're going to be sent out of your land. Shua Galus. So what is it? Valdati gamze mirimizosav. You should know this is part of the hints from Moshe Rabbeinu that this is referring to Churban by Yesheni and our galus that we're in Adayom Hazeh. Amar Yolich Hashem Oscha ves Malkacha Asher Tokim Alecha El Goya Shelo Yadata Alechas Agrippas Hamelech L'Romi. The first pasuk that Rambam referenced talking about Agrippas, the king, being sent to Rome. Okay, meaning to say that we can't read all of it because it's a really long piece. Also, I want to read some of the Ramban from Bechukosai. But the idea being that even though the king was sent away, it doesn't mean there's actually like a galus like there was in Bais Rishon, where like the whole or almost all the population was transferred to somewhere else. There's still a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about people being sent to galus, so people are still being there because that was the metzias from Churban Bais Sheni. Okay. The Amar, I'm skipping to my next paragraph. I apologize to people looking inside. I'm going to send you a nation from far away. Because these Roman kings, generals, came from far away from Rome. They started conquering all these fortified cities. If you read Josephus, or I don't know what books the Ramban was reading about Jewish history, but you'll see, they tell you about all these, the whole... It might be. For those who don't know, Josephus was a contemporary of Churban Bais Sheni. We have his books, Adi Yom Hazeh. Where was it, Louis Finkelstein? There's like a professor at YU who's like the world's expert for Josephus, who just passed away a few years ago from Guy. But he was an interesting fellow. He was from Ish, but he also kind of went to the Roman side. There's a whole like a little bit ambiguous like what the story was, but he was part of the Jewish army, and then he kind of led to some sort of surrendering of the army to the Roman side, and whatever. Anyway, but then he became like the historian for the Romans, also wrote about the Jews, so there's a lot of interesting things about whatever. Isn't how objective he is, how what his perspective is, whatever.
Isn't he connected to Christianity also?
There's a little bit of... he writes a little bit about Christianity. There's, again, I'm not a big historian, so you probably have to ask people who know more about this stuff. But there are certain references in Josephus to Jesus that people say was actually, I think, almost exclusively added later. Or anything that's like a positive, it was added later. It could be referenced to him as like a person that like the Jews didn't like, but like then it was like made it to be somebody more than that later on by the later Christian whatever scholars. Anyway, no, but he's from, but he has an interesting perspective on things sometimes. But Lamaisa, he has a whole contemporary discussion about the whole Churban. But there's also like kind of these like fake Josephus books, like Yosifon, which was like a Hebrew version of kind of based on Josephus, which is like Midrashim and Josephus like mixed together and like not as historical and whatever. Anyway, I'm not sure what the Ramban was reading, but Mizdami, also Josephus, I would guess. So he's talking about this, the whole history of the Churban Bais Sheni. Okay. Where should we go to now? Look at the last paragraph here in this Ramban, like on our sheet. Aval achrei heyosenu bagalos ba'artzos oyvenu. After we were sent to Galos, after we found ourselves in Rome, I'm sorry, I just wanted to make a point that's not really such a big point, but what the Ramban references the Pasuk before, Yisa Hashem Elecha Goy Merachok, right? And the Pasuk says, like, Asher lo yodu lishonam or something like that. Just like to keep in mind that the whole world of the Jewish people until that point was kind of in Ashur, maybe a little bit of Bavel, meaning, and Bavel, of course, but meaning in like the nations around them, that a lot of them were speaking Semitic languages. They're speaking languages that the Jewish people, either it's almost like Yiddish to German, like they either knew it or they could figure it out. That's why if people have learned Tanakh, where the one of the generals of Aram comes towards the beginning of the Churban Bais Rishon, Rav Shakeh, and he's like and he's yelling at the Jews that they have to listen to the to Aram and to Asher, I'm sorry, and surrender, and if not they're gonna die and suffer and all sorts of terrible things. But he's talking to them in Hebrew. So then the Jewish generals or Jewish like politicians like, don't talk to them in Hebrew, talk to us in Aramaic because we know Aramaic, and they don't know, it was like they knew each other's languages. But then you have Romans who are speaking Roman, and it's like these people are yelling at you in a language you don't understand. Anyway, but Rome was like from a different world, it's from a different culture, different part of the world. Fine. That's Yisa Hashem Elecha Goy Merachok. Okay. Acharei heyosenu begalos ba'artzos heyvenu lo niskalelu ma'aseh yadeinu. You should know, after we were sent into Galus, there's no longer a discussion in these psukim about suffering in terms of not being able to grow things. We were just Jews in Rome, or Jews in Bavel, or Jews in wherever, I don't know, Africa. We're just where we were. Obito, meaning just regular folks. Obito mehem shirachem avalinu, or maybe even we had a certain siyata d'shmaya. Hashem was watching us in galus that we shouldn't be destroyed, and we were successful. Ki shivasenu bagalus hi behavtacha. Shamar lanu v'af zos biosem baretz ayvehem lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim l'chalosom lefer b'isiyitam kini Hashem elokeim. So it says in Vayikra that even when Hashem sends us into galus, He's going to have rachem on us to make sure we're not going to be destroyed. Kapirashi v'seiras b'chukos ha'esod habris hazos v'chiu al zman galusino hayom biyad hachaya harviyas, which is like terms from Daniel and the idea of like the fourth galus and Rome and Christianity, etc. V'achar kein yaftiach b'gula v'imenu. Says Ramban, if you look at the descriptions of the galus and kind of the unraveling of things, you'll see it's referring to Churban Bayis Sheni. But what I want to talk about a little bit more is how the Ramban says it in B'chukosai in terms of tshuva, in terms of the end of the galus. So if you look at, we're not going to read this first paragraph on the sheet from B'chukosai, let's go to the second page. The Ramban says, B'histakel od, okay? Look further. So now the Ramban, to switch perspectives, the Ramban now is talking about it from what's happening in B'chukosai, which is Bayis Rishon. Mistakel od, he's not going to contrast the geula from Bayis Rishon and the geula of Bayis Sheni. Mistakel od beinin hageula imenu sheino maftiach rak sheyizkor bris avos uvizchiras haaretz. If you see what brings us back to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem remembers the bris with the avos. Hashem remembers the land is not inhabited by the Jewish people. Lo sheyimchol avonam vislach chatosam. There's no discussion of mechila in the Tochacha of B'chukosai for Bayis Rishon. V'yosef ahavasam kekedem. There's no beautiful poetic descriptions about Hashem's going to love us again. Lo shi'asof nidachem. We're not going to be brought from the four corners of the earth. Ki haya kein ba'alosam yibavel. Because you should know that when we came up from Bavel after Churban Bayis Rishon, shavu rak Yehuda uBinyamin v'halavim yimoy ma'ad. There's a few smattering of people from Yehuda and Binyamin. U'miktsas ha'shvatim ha'shagalu l'bavel. A little bit from the other shvatim. Veshavu bedalus, and they were very poor. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Mishnah has a Kiddushin, right? Sara yuchsin alum yibavel. There were like a whole smattering of mamzerim and nisinim and all sorts of avadim. Not the as Rav Shechter Shlita refers to them as the secular Zionists who came up after Churban Bayis Rishon. But avdus malchei pras, and we were mishubadim to the king of pras. The gamlo amar sheyashuva b'tshuva shleima lefanav. There was a discussion of tshuva after Churban Bayis Rishon. There is a description, however, says the Ramban, Rakshis vadu avonam va'avonavos. There has to be a certain vidui that they're doing, but not, you don't get the impression that, oh, we're coming back to Hashem with all of our hearts and all of our souls, and Hashem loves us like before. There's no description like that. Matzino ad shebayis sheni osim kein kemo sheyes vadu Daniel, chatan avinu vashanu, etc., 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 ksiv, ki v'chateinu vanu savsinu yishlayim v'amcha lecherpa, v'chein nechemya his vada, Ezra Amar, etc., etc., etc. Okay? So he says, Kol Eile Dvarim Berurim V'Bris HaZoshu Be'emez Yirmoz L'Galos Rishon V'Ga'ula Yimenu. Says the Ramban, if you look at the description of the Ge'ula from that first Galos, it's not this overwhelming tshuva movement. It's not even, I'm going to bring you back from all the four corners of the earth. It's just, we're coming back. Some of us came back. It wasn't even like we were kind of reestablishing our malchus so much, because it was really, we were still Meshubadim to Pras, and we didn't have this mass tshuva movement. Aval HaBris, now says our Parsha. Aval HaBris Shebe Mishneh Torah, right, in Kisavo, Yirmaz Ligalusenu Ze Ule Geula Shenigal Mimenu. That's a reference to our Galus and the Geula Mirtz Hashem that we'll have from it. Ki Estakalnu Tchila Shelo Nirmaz Shem Keitz Vaketzev Lo Evtiach BeGeula. You should know, says the Ramban, if you look at our Parsha this week, there's no description of when that Geula will happen. It doesn't say, and after 70 years or something like that. Rak tala usa b'tshuva. It depends on us doing tshuva. V'lo yizkir ba averos ahem shi'asu asherim v'chamonim v'shi'avdu avodos kachavim klal. Also, if you look at our parsha, there's no description of avodah zarah. Aval amar v'haya im lo tishma b'kol Hashem alokecha lishmor la'asos is called mitzvos v'chukosav, as opposed to the b'chukosav, which has a lot of explicit references to avodah zarah. In this week's parsha, it's only the saying in general terms, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So that's the Mesorah. That's what we know from Chazal, that in Bayis Rishon there's mamish terrible averos. Bayis Sheni was more about just not serving Hashem, that we're supposed to be serving Him with sinah. Lo yizkir sham hamikdash v'rech nichorach asher yizkir kan. Says the Ramban, if you look at the description of what we lost. There's no description of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Reach Nichoach from the Korbanos, like it says in Bais Rishon. Because it wasn't the same Gilui Shechina and miracles in the Bayis Sheni as it was in Bayis Rishon, therefore the Mikdash is described differently. Okay, we kind of read in the Ramban by us. Okay, we're not going to read all this. Vagu'ula, okay, towards the end of the page. Vagu'ula bebris hahi hashenis. And how can we achieve the Ge'ula from this Chorban, from this Galus? Ge'ula shleima ma'ula al kulam. If you see the description, it's this incredible Ge'ula, greater than anything that was been described before. Amar v'ayaki avoy elecha kol advarim ha'ila habracha v'aklala v'yiftiach v'yitivcha v'hirbecha me'abosecha. Hashem says, if you turn back to me, you're going to be greater, you're going to be better than your forefathers. She'avtacha l'chol shifte Yisrael lo l'shishis ha'am. Also, you get the impression it's all of Klal Yisrael coming back from all the corners of the earth, not just a smattering of people. V'shem yiftiach she'yichras v'yichle ha'megale mosan. Hashem is going to destroy those who brought us into galus. She'nemar v'natan Hashem l'cha v'as kol elza eleya alevecha v'asunecha sher v'tfucha v'nevecha v'asunecha. What's this double lashon of oivenu and sonenu? So says the Ramban, it's reference to the Christians and the Muslims. Oivenu v'sonenu, they're going to be punished for what they did to us. And if you look closely at Kisavo, at Nitzavim, at these descriptions of the Geula, it's even more explicit description of the ultimate, meaning in Tarte Mashma, the eventual Geula, and also the ultimate, meaning like the pinnacle of Geula, even more so than Daniel. Right, and when it says the land's going to be desolate, it's a besora, because the nations are going to try to settle it and won't be successful. I'm skipping Gamzi Raya Gedolo. Avtachalano kilosim sam bechol yishuv eretz asher hi tovu rochava sharisid no shevus miolam vehi chareva kamoa kimiyot yatanu yimenu lo kibla umu belashan kula mishtadlum lo shiva ein le'el yadam. This is also avtacha that even though everybody's trying to re-establish and redevelop this beautiful, very fruitful, historically very fruitful land, they won't be able to do it until the Jews come back. So I want to talk about one nekuda in the last 5 minutes we have, and that is, it says at the bottom, Ayin Ba'al Hatshuva Amudim, 95 and 96. So Rav Soloveitchik here makes the following points, based on the Rambam, but he also quotes the Ramban, and really he quotes these two tochachos. There's a machlokas in Sanhedrin about how the ultimate Geula is going to take place. According to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in order to get Geula, you have to do tshuva. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, no, there's going to be a certain time when the Geula is going to come, and when that time comes, obviously you could bring it earlier through tshuva, through Ma'asim Tovim. But if you don't, there's going to be a time when it's destined to come, and then it's just going to come. So how do we pass in the halacha? So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Geula happens once we do tshuva. And Rav Soloveitchik kind of references, but I think it's explicit in this Ramban that we're saying, he also understood it that way. The ultimate Geula is dependent on tshuva. Right? The Ramban says over here, he says, we looked carefully, says the Ramban, at our tochacha, and there's no end. Rak tala osa b'tshuva. It depends on us doing tshuva. So then says Rav Soloveitchik, I have a bam kasha. If you want to look at it inside, you can look at it here, but we'll mainly talk about it outside, but whoever wants to see afterwards or now, you're welcome to look at it. Says Rav Soloveitchik, I have a bam kasha. My question is, what if we don't do tshuva? We have one of the animamins. We believe that Mashiach can come at any moment, and we certainly believe it will come at some moment. Why? Meaning, why do we have to have that emuna, that bitachon? Let's say we don't do tshuva. If we're like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's going to come at some point, so then we have emuna, it's going to come. If it's dependent on us, so then it's dependent on us. So who says it's definitely going to come? It's a very depressing kind of thought. But that's how we paskin. That's what the Ramban says based on this week's parsha. So what's the pshat? Even more so, maybe we'll add in from our Ramban. Says the Ramban, There's a clear promise of the ultimate geula in this week's parsha more than any other visions of Daniel. But where's the haftacha? There's a description. If you do tshuva, you'll have a geula. But who says we're going to do tshuva? So Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful approach over here. I want to introduce Rav Soloveitchik's approach with the following story that I saw in the past 2 weeks. Are there any avid readers of Yeshiva World in the crowd? Maybe somebody can help me out. Okay, so there's an article. There's an Israeli secular singer. His name is Ayal Golan. He's not the biggest tzaddik in the world. Very few people are the biggest tzaddikim in the world, so that's okay. He's in good company. But he's a guy. He's a singer. He's a famous celebrity in Israel. And he had a concert in the past 2 weeks, I believe. And it said in the, I think the title of the article was something like, I didn't look at it this morning, but something like only in Israel or something like that. He invited his rav, this guy, he doesn't wear a kippah. I think he wore a kippah for the inviting his rav to the stage, but invited his rav to the stage, and the rav was talking about the importance of doing tshuva and serving Hashem and turning back to him. Everybody was getting into it and like singing and you know, beautiful. We have a certain phenomenon. Maybe I'll even couch it as a following. In the following halachic terms, okay? We don't have time to develop this. There's a unique shita of Rav Uziel, who's one of the first Rabbanim HaRashiim HaSfaradim, the Rishon LeZion. He has the following shita. He says that, let's say you have a Jew, he's married to a non-Jewish woman, and she's willing to convert, but the guy's not from. So how can you convert the wife if there's no Kabbalah HaMitzvos? Rav Uziel is known as the shita as being Mekel on this issue. He says like Mamish, literally PhDs have written on what's his shita, what's he saying. I'm just telling you my opinion. I'm not guaranteeing this is a pshat. The way I understand Rav Uziel, he's saying as follows. There's a chiluk. If a person says, I'm not Mekabel Mitzvos, then you can't accept the gerus. Levich, it's not going to be a good gerus. Part of the definition of gerus is accepting the mitzvos. If the person says, I'm accepting the mitzvos, I just have no intention of fulfilling them, that's a good Kabbalah mitzvos. My high, what does that even mean? What does that mean? So I think if you have an American perspective, you just can't even understand what he's trying to say, I think. If you have somebody who's conservative reform in America, who says, I'll tell the rabbi I accept the mitzvos, but I have no intention of accepting them, he literally has no intention of accepting the mitzvos. That's no good. But you have something in Israel called Mesorati, which is not conservative, but it's like sometimes people say it's parallel to conservative, it's not conservative. It's a traditional. Mesorati means traditional. These people believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. These people believe in Torah Min HaShamayim. These people believe in Am Segula. These people believe in, even in the mitzvos. Their again, I'm projecting. I don't know if they'd all agree with how I'm saying it, but I think many of them would. Why do I not do it? Because God knows that, you know, whatever, it's not so easy for me. Okay, on Shabbos I'll go to shul in the morning, maybe, or at night, and then I'll go and drive and go to the mall, or whatever. And then if my son wants to be religious, I'd be very proud of them, but I'm not a rabbi, I don't do those things like that, but they have a certain appreciation for it, they have a certain even belief in it, they just don't do it, which is a certain weird mentality I feel like we can't necessarily relate to. I think that's what Rav Uziel was talking about. If the wife wants to be like her husband, I accept the mitzvos, I love the Jewish people, I love the Torah, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I accept it, I won't necessarily do it. So he says that's a good giur. Okay, but that's an interesting machlokes and not, right? Ein kan makom laharich. But why am I getting? Well, where am I getting at? Rav Soloveitchik says, hopefully I'll tie it back in the minute we have left. Rav Soloveitchik says the emuna we have in the coming of Mashiach is an emuna in the deep holiness and goodness of the entire Jewish people. We believe that deep down, just like you have somebody who, unfortunately, there's going to be people here and there who are going to drop off. Maybe they'll drop off for intellectual reasons, maybe for social reasons, maybe for Yitzhar Hara reasons. But all of us deep down, are good holy people who want to really serve Hashem sincerely. And therefore, because us as a whole are so holy, are so good, at some point, it's going to come to the time when we're just going to, it's naturally leading to that point where we're going to return to Hashem. When's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? Is everybody going to be on board with this? Not necessarily. But as a Jewish people, part of our emunah in Bias HaMashiach is Tliya b'emunah seinu b'knesses Yisrael. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says. It's our belief that we are good people, that the majority of the Jewish people, let's say, starting with the Jewish people in Israel, that they are Ayal Golans, plus minus, as we'd say in Hebrew. Maybe more, hopefully, maybe a little bit less, unfortunately. But like they're all, at their core, people who really want to do the right thing. And therefore, part of our emunah in the coming of Mashiach, and part of our emunah in what the Rabban is saying, this haftacha of the Geula Asida, how could it be if it's dependent on tshuva? Is because we have an emunah that we will do tshuva. We will do it because we are good, holy people who want to come back to our Creator. At some point, somehow, at some time, who knows how that's going? What's going to be the catalyst? What's going to be the context? But it's going to happen at some point. That's part of our emunah. And Rav Soloveitchik also talks about the idea of part of our approach coming to Yom Noraim and the Tfilos is feeling kind of that connection to Klal Yisrael, because this ultimate geula that will happen, it's not going to happen because of me, it's not going to be happening because of him, it's going to happen because us as a tzibur, our collective holiness and goodness is what's going to eventually bring that Mashiach. Okay, Ad Kan.